Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In 2007, Christina Romer and her husband, both economics professors at the University of California, Berkeley, authored a paper for the National Bureau of Economic Research. It was titled The Macroeconomic Effects of Tax Changes, Estimates Based on a New Measure of Fiscal Shocks. The author's conclusions stated, in part, quote, "In terms of consequences, our results indicate that tax changes have very large effects on output. Our baseline specification suggests that an exogenous tax increase of 1% of gross domestic product lowers real GDP by roughly 3%. Our many robustness checks, for the most part, point to a slightly smaller decline, but one that is still well over 2%. The output effects are highly persistent," unquote. Later, the authors note that tax increases reduce job-creating business investment. In plain English, tax increases end up reducing America's wealth by at least double to triple the amount of the tax increase. Yet, a New York Times report 4 days ago stated about President Biden and the Democrat Party, quote, "They have a shot at ushering in the largest federal tax increase since 1942. The question is whether congressional Democrats in the White House can agree on how sharply taxes should rise and who exactly should pay the bill," unquote. The analysis authored by the Romers documents that a tax increase will backfire, lead to job losses, and reduce the prosperity of Americans. You should not be surprised that this proposal is coming from the Biden-Harris administration. After all, the Times article stated, quote, "Democrats have spent the last several years clamoring to raise taxes on corporations and the rich," unquote. What also should not surprise you is that President Biden already knows that a tax increase will backfire. You see, barely a year after co-authoring this research paper, Christina Romer was one of three economists to create then-President-elect Obama's economic stimulus plan. She then served the Obama-Biden administration as the first chair of the Council of Economic Advisers. President Biden cannot truthfully say he doesn't know how much damage a tax increase will inflict on the American people. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.